Would you care for another Schnitzelgruben?
15 is my limit on Schnitzelgruben.
Oh, if you have any problems, dial information. Thank you for calling.
It's going to be very popular.
Mother of God.
Give my creation life!
Hello and welcome to Pure Life Podcast.
Welcome!
Your dose for all things travel,
food,
and leisure. We are your hosts. My name is Don Meyer.
And my name is Ari Meyer.
And thank you for joining us. Thanks for finding us. Thanks for spending some time with us. Last time we got to talk, we were talking about Disney World.
Disney.
Giving some tips on how to maximize your stay while at Disney. I know Disney's kind of one of those bucket list things you got to check out. And this episode, we're going to continue along that theme. And speaking of checking things out, Disney is really known for, you know, the Mickey Mouse stuff and all the kiddie stuff. But
it's for adults, too.
Yeah, they really do a great job of appealing to the adults as well. Not just with the rides, but with the food and especially
Cocktails,
indeed.
So that's one of our favorite topics, and we're going to dive right in.
That's right. We're going to spend some time highlighting our top seven
cocktails at Disney World.
That are our go-tos. I mean, we as we talked about before, we're season pass holders, so we've been checking it out and kind of getting a feel for it, and we found that we gravitate back towards these same things because, quite honestly, they're really good. They make the time at Disney just so enjoyable.
I know. And I'm learning some theme parks or just the Magic Kingdom, unless you're at the specialty restaurant or you're having maybe character dining. Those places have wine
and beer and stuff,
liquor. But outside of that, we've learned through this annual passes, now that we go to Disney World a lot more often, we are learning where are the good spots, good like a cocktail stands for drinks and or even slushies or beer, whiskey.
Yeah, you name it. If you want an adult libation, to enjoy the afternoon with or to pair with a little snack or something, these are our go-to places. And as Ari, you were saying, the only caveat is Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom does not have kiosks where you can go just pick up a drink.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
so I asked one of the customer service, where can I get a cocktail?
Sorry. Not here. You have to be at one of the specialty restaurants within Magic Kingdom. But there are three other major theme parks in the vicinity that you can go wild with. So, and by wild, you can go wild. It's expensive to do so. But if you want a nice little cocktail or you want to pair a couple of
Disney
things.
Everything at Disney is expensive.
Yeah, but I mean, you go there for the experience. And boy, these drinks really do add to the experience. So
definitely.
Let's jump into it. Let's highlight and talk about the parks and our places.
So at the end, I guess we should choose a top pick, but it's hard.
Ooh,
it's
hard for me. Yeah.
But not in the order of priority. First bar that we're going to talk about is a Dawa Bar.
D-A-W-A
Bar at the Animal Kingdom.
And which part of Animal Kingdom is that in?
It's near...
It's in Africa.
Africa. Yep. Yeah, it's in Africa. And what's the closest,
Yeah, if you go into Animal Kingdom, you'll see the Tree of Life is kind of right in the middle of it.
Right.
Right behind it is Asia to the right, Africa to the left. You go into Africa... And there's this main square, and sometimes there's people dancing and putting on shows.
This
place called the Tasker House. Just to the left of Tasker House, you'll see this pavilion, and that's where the Dawa Bar is.
Yeah, so at Dawa Bar, they usually have signs, right?
Yes.
Well, there's a menu up against the wall, but I want to specifically talk about three drinks there.
Yep.
First one is Lost on Safari. And these are all cocktails, by the way. For me, I tend to go for cocktails, so maybe you can talk about beer. But beer is like ale, the IPA.
Yeah,
those are all good. Is that African beer?
No, they have... Just the staples, you know, they'll have like a Goose Island IPA or they'll have a Heineken, stuff like that, Estella, okay. Astros, you know, stuff okay. like that.
Yeah, I don't drink beer, so I don't pay attention yep. to it. But so I'm the cocktail person here.
Indeed.
Well, you like cocktails too. So Lost on Safari at Dawa Bar. It comes with a Star African spice rum.
Oh, that's right.
And,
yeah.
Yes, Star Rum, the Captain, what's the Captain?
Captain Morgan.
Yeah.
Yep.
African Spice Rum, I think it's in it. And Pangani Punch.
Ooh.
It's all mixed together. Yummy.
Is it like, I know you have a thing about like super syrupy, sweet kind of drinks. Is this one a really sweet?
No, so I always ask for something that is not
yeah like a little more
syrupy.
Tangy yeah
yes but the one with the peach nut, which is the another one that I'm going to talk about, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's NGUMU, so gumu
oh, yeah
gumu jungle juice.
Yeah,
this is a sweeter
good.
One
yep.
It comes with vodka, peach schnapps, and Tusker's famous jungle juice.
Ooh.
See, it sounds good, right? So those two, they're, yes, sweeter, but not obnoxiously like you're tasting syrup.
Right. It's not like drinking like a Slurpee or something ridiculously sweet like that.
So again, Lost on Safari, Gumu Jungle Juice, that's the second cocktail. And the third one, like I said, not in the order of priority, African Margarita.
Their African Margarita is very good. It's a classic margarita with a little bit of a twist.
Yes, and what was I going to say? It's under classified under specialty cocktails.
Right.
But it's not a big menu, so it's not that hard to find.
Right.
And then they had, I think it was like a pear with like a wine red color, some kind of juice special. But I didn't write it down, so I don't know that one. But it was a pear, some sort of cocktail.
And that's an important point.
Good. Yeah, I think we tried that before.
I think we did. And that's another important point is that they do have specialty drinks depending on what's going on in the park, depending on what time of year it is or what season it is or what's seasonably available. So yeah, check it out. These staples that we just talked about, they're great. And then the specialty cocktails that they'll offer just, you know, in small batches or in certain time frames, do try those out as well.
And I don't know, maybe I'm a cheap day nowadays, but one of these will get
usually,
you
that's
feeling
enough.
Good.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
tend to have a cocktail or two before we get on the jungle. What's that ride?
Oh, the safari ride.
Yeah, safari, which is one of our favorite.
Indeed.
It's so good because every time it's a different
scenery, the animals
in different locations, and who knows who you're going to bump into.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Which animal, like up close, right? Like giraffes and all kinds of.
Yeah, wildebeests. You never know. We've got ostriches walking around, elephants. It's really a lot of fun.
It's relatively close to that.
Yep.
And then another nice thing about this bar is that the performances are not necessarily happening within the bar, but right outside. As you mentioned earlier, they're usually like the drums, the African drums.
Yeah, they and then dancers those, that come up. And it's a lot of
that
fun.
That group, the band, I don't know how, the performers, they're good.
And they
really
get the crowd into it. And they'll bring you up on stage and you'll dance with them and stuff. It's a lot of fun.
And they want your participation. And
of
then, you know. One time I spill one of this precious cocktails. Get you going. That was fun. Okay. So moving on. I don't know. This is an animal, too. I think so. It's another bar that is good. It's called Thirsty River Bar.
Yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, it's near Yeti. Right.
That is correct. Right? It's over in Asia. As you're getting towards the Yeti ride, the Himalaya thing, whatever that's... what is that ride called? Is it the Yeti ride?
Yeti. Okay. Yeah. The Yeti.
The Expedition Everest. That's the one.
Oh, the Everest. Yes. Thank you. How many times have we...
Anyway.
Maybe we've been drinking. That's okay. So
anyway, so right before you get to this ride, as you're coming through Asia and you're going to Expedition Everest, you go past a food truck that has ice cream.
Oh, well, that ice cream is good.
Really good place to stop and grab an ice cream.
Chocolate twist or vanilla?
The twist is the best. Mm-hmm. And then right past that, you'll see on the way to Expedition Everest, the Thirsty River Bar. And the Thirsty River Bar, it's one of my favorite spots because by the time, you know, we've done the safari and we've wandered around Africa a bit and we've come through Asia, I'm getting thirsty, you know. So it's a good spot to go to right before
especially
you get in the line.
Hot day.
Yeah. And you know, the Yeti ride's usually a pretty popular ride, so you can you might have to wait in line. So grab a something to drink while you're waiting in line and it makes it worthwhile.
So what's your favorite there at that bar? What do you tend to order?
You know, they have a lot of staples. You can get margaritas. You can get a Blue Lagoon. My favorite, it's not a cocktail, but they have, you know, decent bourbon. So I usually get a Maker's Mark there or get a Gentleman Jack
Maker's
or something.
Maker's Mark, so good.
And that usually tides me over for a bit. But they do have other drinks as well.
And what I tend to order there is a Yeti Sunset.
Yeah,
and if
Yeti
I'm
Sunset's
not mistaken,
good.
It's with Jack.
Correct.
So whiskey and strawberry and lychee.
Lemonade.
It's a little bit on the sweeter, more on the sweeter side cocktail than I like it, but everybody's different. So.
Yeah, and the Jack just kind of gives it a little bit of a tang, where the strawberry and the lychee lemonade's a little bit sweeter with a little tang. So it's a really good balanced drink, and it's kind of different and kind of fun.
And the line usually moves pretty quickly, and then you can go from both sides of the bar.
Correct.
Remember?
Yep.
The one that is closer to the ride, the Yeti ride. Right. And then the one on, I don't know how to describe it, but it's on the other side.
The other side is closer to the ice cream truck. And it's funny you mention that because when, depending on which way you're coming to it, most people will line up on one side and there'll be a massive line
on
one side.
The right side, right?
Yeah, and then you go around to the other side and there's not that big of a line. So it's kind of
interesting.
Something
to know, right? When you're thirsty, you want a cocktail.
There's then, two sides to Thirsty River Bar. It's good to know.
Yeah. And then just back to the Dawa Bar, the first one in Africa section. Of the animal kingdom, the line is usually long, but it moves.
It does move, and it's
usually kind of comes out to, you know, you're not necessarily under the shade anymore.
Sometimes, but that's the other cool thing about that is that the Dawa Bar is under a pavilion, and there's tables all around.
Yes.
So usually the line
you can order food.
Yeah, it'll wind around the tables so that you're not necessarily standing and waiting in the sun per se, but. You know,
but the line has
the
been
line
long.
Can be,
it's one of the popular
the drinks are
bars.
Good
yeah,
there.
The drinks are good there.
I know.
So, I'm sorry, no offense, but I like Dawa Bar better than Thirsty River Bar, just because which cocktails they offer.
Yep.
They have more cocktail choices.
Indeed.
At the Dawa Bar. Okay, moving on.
Moving on. Okay.
Now we're going to go to Epcot.
Okay. So now.
Another theme parks within the Disney World.
So before we leave, though, you're at Animal Kingdom. You have to go to Africa and hit the Dawa Bar. That's our favorite in terms of the mixed cocktails that are available at that particular park.
And wine.
Beer and wine you can find just about anywhere. But for the cocktails, that's our go-to place. Every time we're at Animal, we go straight to Dawa.
I want to go back there, actually.
I know.
We're talking.
So now moving on to
Epcot.
Okay, all right,
you ready?
Let's dive in.
So,
one thing before, if you are going to go to Disney and you get the Park Hopper Pass or the multi-park pass, you can go from Animal to Epcot via the buses. That's usually the best route. But if you're at Epcot and you want to go to Hollywood, there's a cable car along with the buses.
Yeah.
And if you want to go from Epcot to Magic Kingdom or Magic Kingdom to Epcot, there's the monorail. So you can move around the different parks. You don't have to feel like locked into a particular park. And that's kind of what we do.
We usually drive the Animal to Epcot. We always end in Epcot, right?
Because
of the rides that
depending on the transportation routes, we'll park at the one place that we're going to end up at last, usually, unless it's not as convenient to be able to get onto a cable car or monorail or something
that. We find ending in Epcot is pretty easy. I think it's because Guardian,
that
ride that we always do through Lightning Lane, which I think we spoke about these, how to maximize your time at the Disney in different episodes.
Yeah, we'll link it to this podcast as well so you can get the most of your experiences there.
But anyway, so back to drinks.
Back to drinks. Yes. Okay, so now we are at Epcot. Okay. We're going through the turnstiles. Yes. Where do we go?
So this is a mommy daddy day. You know, like we need a break between babysitting or whatever.
Shepherding. Yes.
So, or adult day or date.
Date day.
Yeah. Yes. So this place we really love, Epcot. I think this is my... no, this is a hard one because I have more than one favorite spot. But Choza Margarita. This is by the pyramid. Well, Mexico.
In Mexico, yep. So as you come into Epcot, you go through the turnstiles and you see the big Epcot dome ball thing, whatever it is, that big Epcot like golf ball looking thing. Go underneath that, go straight to the back, and you'll see the world showcase starting off. There's a big lake there. Hang a left and go straight into Mexico.
Yes.
When you get into Mexico, you'll see the Choza de Margarita, which is a margarita kiosk. They do have little tapas or finger foods and stuff like that. It's just to your left.
They have a restaurant, yep. The sit-down restaurant in the Mexico section. That's to your right.
Yep.
As
you're coming into Mexico, from the main walkway.
And then this bar is to your left.
It'll be on the left-hand side.
It's a bar.
Yep.
And then, oh my God, the tacos. We have to talk about that. That goes
empanadas,
so well.
Tacos.
With and empanadas.
Yes.
Are good.
Very good.
And also they have tacos.
And
I think
nachos.
They have like two different...
They got about three or four different things, yeah.
And they're good. So when you try this mug... Oh, I even haven't got to which
you're,
drinks.
You're getting way ahead of yourself
just,
there.
Yeah, getting ahead of myself. So Choza Margarita, signature margaritas on the rocks. That's under that section of the menu.
That's a really cool thing to think about because they do offer a good variety of margaritas. You can get frozen margaritas, which are pre-made, and they're mixing in the slushy machines in the background.
The signature.
Or you can get the margaritas on the rocks. And our preference is
the signature margarita.
The signature margarita on the rocks, or any margarita on the rocks. Realistically, we prefer the rocks as opposed to the frozen, just because it's a little fresher, you know, different flavors. It's nice.
So the top pick is Top Shelf Classica. It's $18.
$18, yep. But it is, how shall one say?
It's like a pre-made burger.
It's
not
really
pre-made, but how do you say? It's in the machine, right? Because it's so popular, I bet.
It's in one of the fountain things,
yeah.
But it is really, really good. They put a salt thing rim on your glass. They put it right over the rocks.
It's strong, guys.
They put plenty of alcohol in it.
It's got alcohol.
Yeah, and it's
like
that's
good
the
amount.
Thing. You will enjoy it. It's a good mix of tequila. It's got Cointreau. What has it got? It's got tequila, orange liqueur, so like a Cointreau, fresh lime juice, agave syrup.
Agave, yes.
And then it's got salt rim on the glass, topped with just your straw, and you're good to go.
It's got Cinti. I think it's made of Centinela Reposado tequila.
The tequila, yep.
Yeah, and they put good amount. So
yeah,
watch out.
You
will feel.
Yeah, you would think
happy.
That it like Disney, it'd be pretty watered down, kind of tasteless and bland. This is delicious.
No, this is on the stronger side.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, one or two of those, and you got a great afternoon going.
And then there's another. Well, there's a spicy one.
The El
with
Diablo.
A jalapeno.
Yeah.
But then another one that is more. It's on the sweeter side for me, but blood orange signature margarita. Margaritas on the rocks, and it's called Blood Orange. It's $18.50, and it's got mezcal. So not some people don't like mezcal. So just to mention it, that it's got mezcal.
Yeah, and it's got a little bit of a kick to it as well. It's got Hellfire bitters. It's got a little bit of a chili kind of spice to it. Really, really nice. A little sweet and tangy. Just delicious, especially on a hot day.
And then, so that's sweeter. And then all the frozen ones.
Yeah.
They're popular.
They got a great variety of frozen. You got the classic lime, strawberry, a mango, and then you can get a Fiesta, which is a combination of all three.
Mm-hmm.
And they have plenty of beers. So you can get like Dos Equis, or they even have a Tulum beer, which is a Mexican craft beer. They say it's made with seawater. It sounds interesting.
Sourced from Tulum?
I guess. I don't know. I've not tried it yet, but that's certainly something on my list of things
beautiful.
To do.
There,
the Tulum, yes,
yeah.
But
anyway,
back to Choza de Margarita.
Yeah.
So that when we first get into Epcot, we kind of make a beeline towards that area because
line is long, guys.
Line tends line it is. Can be long depending on what's going on, and
usually
it's long. Worth the wait.
It's
way
worth the
worth
wait.
The wait. Just
and
like
the food.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Decent.
Exactly.
Yes. It's a good like a snacking kind of place with cocktail and then, you know. Yeah. As you go into this, like, a country-by-country section of the...
Yeah, the World Showcase.
Yeah, World Showcase. So, moving on. Another bar at Epcot.
Yes.
It's by France.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Le Vin de Chefs de France. Okay, you probably better say...
Le Vin de Chefs de France.
Okay. All right, so that's
like
the
that.
Name of the... It's a little stand on its own. And it's got, obviously, champagne, good selection of champagne. But the ones that we like, is under slushes. And it's not the slushies like a juice for kids. It's got alcohol, guys.
Yes. Yeah, these are adult slushies. Yeah.
Yes. So the one, that there are two that I really like. One is orange slushies. And it's with the Grand Marnier rum. Grey Goose.
Orange vodka.
And the orange juice. $14.95.
And this is a frozen concoction. So it's all kind of comes out of the slushy machine. They put it in a beautiful little glass. It looks
so
amazing.
Easy.
And it's so easy to drink. It's dangerously, deceptively
it's dangerous.
Good. Yes.
Dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Danger,
but it's,
danger.
It's very refreshing, especially, you know, Florida can get a little warm. Orlando, yeah, it's in interior. It can get a little warm, so you find your way over to the Le Vin de Chef de France and grab yourself one of these slushies. They're delicious.
Yes, and another one.
Yes.
So let's keep on going. On the slushies,
mm-hmm.
Citron.
The Citron, that's very popular too.
$14.95 again. Grey Goose Citron. Vodka and lemonade. How refreshing.
Super refreshing. Yeah. I mean, it's...
And it is.
If orange is a little too sweet for you, if it's got a little too much sweetness, then the Citron is just a nice, perfect balance of tang and just goodness. It's really, really nice.
I asked which ones are the top two, top one, and they said Citron or orange.
Yep. Yeah,
and
indeed.
The slushies.
And in addition to the slushes, they also offer a lot of wine and beers. It's a really good introduction to kind of the French, I guess, the drink scene.
Hmm.
Good French wines, French beers, beers from other places. They've got champagnes. Really, really good good stop. It's right next to the Chef de France. As you come in to the France area, if you're coming from the UK and Canada, you cross a little bridge.
Yes.
As you're coming into France, you'll see the Chef de France in front of you. You see a little pavilion off to the right. There's another little kiosk to the
left.
And usually there's a decent line there. Line up to that. That's where the drinks are. These drinks are.
That we're talking about. Yeah.
And that is Le Vin de Chef de France.
Okay.
I hope I said that right. I have no idea.
But that's a good stand, so do check it out.
Indeed.
I don't think we've done an episode on a food festival.
Not yet.
But that's another thing to note that talking about drinks and food festival is really, really fun. And it goes on for months.
Yeah.
And so these stand also each section. How do you call it? Like each country has a hut.
Yeah, like, each country's got a little like kiosk where they showcase different flavors.
Yeah, like a dumplings for China or Japanese noodles or even like a sushi little play for Japan section.
Mm-hmm.
But during the food festival, they also come up with cocktails.
Yep.
And they are really, really delicious.
Yeah, the cool thing is they'll pair it with some of the foods and they'll give you a flavor of what that local scene is like. It's really neat.
It was not at this stand, but the France, how do you call it? Like I said, this.
Yeah, the one
section.
That's off to the right.
Yeah, to the right. Not the restaurant, but they had a espresso martini. Oh, they probably have it as a regular menu, but it was part of the food festival.
Nice.
Just talking about this area, right? Oh, that was another amazing. And then they had a slush, like a specialty drink for the food festival.
Right.
And that was good. And what about mimosas? Do they have like a, because they have champagnes and all? I don't know if it's on the menu, but I don't know. I didn't look for it, so I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't recall that. I'm sure they have to. I mean, France is known for its champagnes and.
But do you want to? Some people are like, "Why you mix orange juice? You mottainai."
Maybe.
Mottainai is.
To each his own. To waste. Yeah, to waste.
But anyway.
Anyway.
So those are.
Those are our favorites.
Right. I mean,
those are
and do you have any go-tos. More to
oh,
add?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, I mean, if we're talking about Epcot, yes. I like to go into Italy. Mm. And when you get into Italy, right next to the gelato place, there's a little kiosk, a little, like, Italian wine bar. They've got good Italian wines, and they've got decent Italian beers as well. And sometimes they'll have little cocktails, depending on what else is going on there. Mm. In Germany... I love
you gotta
to go.
Do pretzel. Well, yeah. We are talking about drinks, but now we're kind of moving on to snacks and drinks.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm still on drinks. So as I walk from Italy into Germany, you'll see that there is a beer garden restaurant, which is kind of, I guess it's a buffet kind of thing. You just go in and get your stuff.
Yeah.
I'm talking about outside of all that. There's a little stand there that's a pretzel stand that says Breslin and beer.
Yeah.
This is just beer and pretzels, and you can get a Coke or water and whatnot. So it's Bavarian pretzels, really good.
It's good.
And good.
It's big.
German beers. And I like beer, so I tend to go there as well. And then the other places we tend to visit would be, I like the ales in the UK place. That's, you know, a staple. Japan. We like to go to Japan. And right next to the big pagoda, there's this place called the Kabuki Cafe. And the Kabuki Cafe has things like shave ice, so you can get that for the kids.
Oh, that section. Yeah, yeah.
They also have sake. Mm-hmm. They have Japanese beers. They have, you know, little snacks here and there. They get, I think they get sushi or something like that, too, that you can get there. So,
but for cocktails, if you go to Japan... Right. Yep. Section. There are several restaurants. The really high end on the first floor, there's a Mitsukoshi, which is a department store.
Yep.
On the bottom floor. And then upstairs on the second floor, there are several restaurants near the Teppan Edo. Which is, oh, by the way, that's really fun.
Teppan
it's
Edo's
a
good,
Japanese
yeah.
Teppan
we gotta do the
restaurant.
The
there is a
too.
Bar. Right, like between the Shikisai,
the Ishikawa and the
Izakaya,
sorry.
And Teppanedo, there is a like a, so if you want like a something with sake, there are a lot of cocktails that made with sake, lychee, you know, with sake, and all kinds of cocktails. So that's another like so if you're looking for something to mix it with sake, old sake, good sake. Japanese beer. It's on the second floor, Japan section above Mitsukoshi.
The department store. Yep.
On the first floor. So that's another one.
So, I mean, these are the standard places that we tend to go to. And, you know, it depends on what you're in the mood for. I mean, obviously, if you like beer, you're in great shape because every World Pavilion place you go to, they have their beers from those countries, pair them with the foods
it's
or the
so
snacks,
nice.
And it's really nice. Then
experience.
On top of that, to your point, there's the food and wine festival. There's an art festival thing going on. There's a butterfly thing or whatever. Disney will have all sorts of different festivals or activities going on. And they'll bring out and showcase different things. And some of these kiosks will change their menus to accommodate what's going on. So, you know, apart from the staples that we talked about, the Choza to Margarita, the
Thirsty River Bar,
Dawa Bar, those staples are fancy. Those are our go-tos because we know we can count on them all the time. But at the World Showcase, there's so many other places that serve some good things, and then the restaurants all have different cocktails and things of that nature too. So it's a lot of fun.
So hope this was helpful because we're
missing one.
What?
We're missing Hollywood Studios.
Oh, the
cocktail?
We
didn't talk about Hollywood Studios yet. So,
I know.
We got to talk about that because that's a big one. So there's another interesting, I guess, aspect to Hollywood Studios. Not only do they have some of the cool rides, not only do they have, you know, the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge place, but they still also continue on with this theme of, you know, adult beverages and places that you can get some pretty interesting drinks on. And one of the cool things is that the Star Wars place, the Galaxy's Edge, you can go to the Milk Bar there. And the Milk Bar, if for those Star Wars geeks, and I grew up with Star Wars, so I'm kind of like that.
Yes,
you can get the
yes.
blue milk, which is what you saw Luke drinking. Now, blue milk, it can be either a non-alcoholic drink or it can be an alcoholic drink. And it's kind of cute. It's a novelty kind of thing. But it's definitely worth a try, and you can pick that up. It's in the Galaxy's Edge area, kind of near the Smuggler's Run Millennium Falcon thing. You can find the milk stand. You can get them. There's either one with rum, which is the blue one, or there is the green one, which has tequila.
Oh, green is a tequila.
Yeah. Interesting. I don't know if they're my favorites, but they're definitely worth a shot. And it certainly is something that's kind of fun. You can take pictures of and walk around. You can see the different characters and whatnot. So that's kind of a neat one. There is another place that I think is really cool at the Hollywood Studios, and that is the Baseline Tap House. Baseline Tap House is, it's a stand-up kind of beer garden. There's some tables and chairs around. They have snacks. They have a charcuterie board. They also offer Bavarian-style pretzels. They have a massive amount of craft beers on tap. And they have a really good
spirit room. Beer drinkers.
They've got all sorts of spirits, everything from vodkas to bourbons to whiskeys to tequilas. And they can whip up just about anything you can imagine over there.
So it's a good bar.
So it's a really, really good bar, and it's a good place to stop in. And that's right in between the Galaxy's Edge and going towards kind of where the Indiana Jones experience is. Mm-hmm. So it's right in that area there.
Is that the one that may not be on the map?
It's on the map. It certainly is on the map. Yep. And then there's another one that isn't on the map. And I want to tell you a little secret that I found, which is kind of cool. And if you guys are into Disney Hollywood Studios, you come down Main Street and you'll see there's the Hollywood Brown Derby. It is a kind of a sit down restaurant as you come into Main Street. And you'll see down to your right is a Tower of Terror and the Rock and Roller Coaster. Mm-hmm. Right in front of you is a little kiosk. They sell popcorn and stuff like that. Behind that is the Hollywood Brown Derby. And it's a full sit-down restaurant. It's got good stuff. Behind that, though, as you go towards what they call the play and dance experience and where you can see the character introductions, there's a little bar set up there. And they have all sorts of different cocktails. And again, good bourbons. You can get Billet Rye, you can get Maker's Mark, you can get Jack, whatever you want. I tend to go there. The lines are very short. And you just get a quick drink and moving on. And I just get a bourbon to go, and I'm good to go throughout the rest of the day. So that's my little tip. If you are into Hollywood Studios and you want a little quick adult libation, you don't want to wait in line.
Yeah, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So there are, guys, lots of choices. And we like all theme parks there, but hopefully this information was useful.
Yeah, exactly.
For those of you who needs a little, you know, mommy daddy time or relaxation, or you're on vacation,
and you want to really feel like you're on vacation to have a little sip of something that's fun and different.
Yeah.
So
at Disney,
indeed. So the three parks. Animal, Epcot, and Hollywood Studios. That's where you're going to find these different bars that we've been talking about, or different places. Right. Hollywood Studios has a couple of cool ones. But remember, Magic Kingdom, you have to be in the restaurant, in the themed restaurants, if you want to have an alcoholic beverage there. Otherwise, they've got kiosks all over that have water and sodas and lemonades and stuff like that. Yep. So,
So
with that...
Good stuff.
Indeed.
Are we ready?
I think so. I also wanted
to mention that there are already published episodes on libations, cocktail making, Brumble.
Yeah, we've got pina colada. We've got vodka brambles. We've got margaritas. So if you get inspired, if you will, from your trips at Disney, you want to bring some of that home with you, check out some of our recipes on our blogs. And their podcast.
Did you have whiskey?
I'm so thirsty right now. You can't imagine. My mind is elsewhere. Anyway, so check out our blogs. Check out some of our recipes as well. And you can bring the taste of these things home to you and enjoy them throughout the rest of the year.
All right. All right. So with that, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah. Hope you found this information useful. And what are we going to be talking about next? We'll dive into some of the festivals. We'll dive into some of the restaurants. We'll continue cruises. Our themes around Disney's. We're going to be introducing some cruises. We took a pretty interesting cruise for New
road
Year's.
Road trips.
We had road trips through the U.S. national parks. And we've been blogging about that. So you might want to check that out, too.
And dog-friendly restaurants in Tampa and all the hotels. From East Coast to West Coast, West Coast to East Coast, that are dog-friendly hotels to stay at. We have a big dog.
Yeah, we've got places all over Florida we've been exploring with our dog. Lots more stuff to get into. So on behalf of everyone here at Pure Life Podcast, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks so much, and we look forward to speaking with you on the next episode.
Domo arigato, sayonara.